This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shiloh's been asked. A lot of people, they traveled in the summer. He went to different places, beautiful parts of America, Switzerland, America, the Grand Canyon. They went to Switzerland, the Alps. America saw a lot of people travel to the Alps. They come back and they're going to say, there's nothing as beautiful as the Alps, or there's nothing as breathtaking as the Grand Canyon. Are they allowed to say that when the Torah tells us Eretz Yisrael is the most beautiful of all places? Eretz Yisrael is gorgeous. So a person will say, it's not as beautiful as the Grand Canyon, it's not as beautiful as the Alps. I myself experienced that. I was in a bacher in the yeshiva, so there was a camp. They made a camp in the summer in Eretz Yisrael, and they took us touring with a guided tour on a bus, and the tour guide was saying, and Getty, and a few places, beautiful, the most beautiful place, gorgeous, it's unbelievable. And I remember someone was sitting there and said, this guy was never in Switzerland in the Alps. That's beautiful. I remember it bothered me at the time, and the question then already started to question in my mind, is it mutter to say that there are places out of Eretz Yisrael which are nicer than Eretz Yisrael? So the truth is, the Torah speaks many places, many times, on how beautiful and how good Eretz Yisrael is. It's possible, because when you look, these places seem to be very pretty, much prettier in sight, the places in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Torah that the Torah is referring to is a ruchni yizdika toiv. Avena b'chaya taka says, Eretz ha-shaloyve miskenus toichal b'lechem, which means you won't have lacking of bread. I mean, the mice we see, there is a chisar in parnasa, people have a hard time in parnasa. Loyve miskenus toichal b'lechem, lechem is toirah. So we're not referring to the physical bread, it's referring to ruchni, it's lechem, toirah is lechem. Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machim, the air of Eretz Yisrael is conducive for Torah. Machin makes a person smart. It's a ruchni yizdika. The fresh air in Eretz Yisrael. When we talk about the Avir, it's a ruchni yizdika maila, not a physical maila. The Tziv Taka says, what's the pshat? Eretz toiva, toiva oretz ma'od ma'od, ain't toiva l'toira. The toiva of Eretz Yisrael is Taka the Torah. So when you see an Eretz Yisrael and you see the good, maybe it's a ruchni yizdika good. There's an interesting shla. Shla says we find two lashinas. There's taiva and tuv. Pasuk says taiva aretz, and we find im tishmana tuv haaretz teichelu. Tuv haaretz. What's the chil between taiva and tuv? Says the shla, we find the same by taira. Taira is ain't toiv ala toira. Lekach toiv nasati lachem. Toir is toiv. And then we find tuv kam vadas lamdein. The difference between toiv and tuv, says the Shla, toiv is exterior. Exterior. And then there's tuv, the interior. You look deeper, the essence. So toira has both. Lekach toiv nasati lachem. And then there is also tuv. Eretz Yisrael as well. And he says, what is the toiv, the external? He says, that's Yerushalayim, the inyan of Yerushalayim. But there's also tuv, the internal, which is kedushas, based on Mikdash. The kedusha is the tuv. The kedushas ha'aretz that comes from the Beis HaMikdash, which is really the Yerushalayim Shamala, he says, is the tuv, the essence. I think that's the Rei B'Tuv Yerushalayim, Rei B'Tuv. You have to see the essence, and that's Taka more beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than Eretz Yisrael in its essence. So, the exterior, yeah, maybe. Maybe there's a nicer flower or two in the Alps. And maybe there's a bigger mountain in the Grand Canyon. But Rei B'Tuv, the essence, the ruchniyistikah, the deeper you look, you'll see it's much better in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's what we have to view as the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Saying this, so then it's not an isser to come and say, it wouldn't be isser to say, well, these places are nicer if you mean exterior. Externally, they're nicer. Hagayin Reb Shlomo Miller, Shlita, he was at Bezin in Lakewood, he was in my shul this past Shabbos, and I asked him the shaila, is one allowed to say that places out of Eretz Yisrael, for example, the Alps, for example, the Grand Canyon, etc., that they are prettier, they're nicer, it's a better trip when you go there than to what you see in Eretz Yisrael. And his response was very strong, that no, chas v'shalom, it's against what the Torah says. Ayid has to believe that Eretz Yisrael is the best und schönste Platz of the Welt, the best and nicest place in the world, and it's against the Torah. He said, the Torah is not like that. So this is something to think about. The question is a good question. You know, we compare trips. One person tells us, oh, I went here to the Alps, and I went here to the Grand Canyon, and I went there, and I went, oh, where'd you go? I went to Eretz Yisrael. All right. Maybe you have to say that, no, Eretz Yisrael is the nicest, and it has the best air, and it has the best sights, and it's the best trip possible, the best vacation possible.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.